So we just saw Harnit talk about the composition and all the new XAML updates. I have Angelina Gambo here from the composition team. Can you tell a little bit about yourself and what feature exactly do you work on in the composition? Because it's a big, multiple, you know, beast of a entity.
Yeah, so I'm a program manager on the composition team. I actually work on a lot of infrastructure features, so I don't have any publicly facing APIs. But as most of you guys know, composition APIs are responsible for the visual layer of all of Windows, not just the UWAs, but the entire operating system. We're responsible for powering all animations and effects that run today, making them smooth and performant.
So you mentioned not just the UWP apps, but you also meant the shell. So
We're
eating our own dog food, basically. So an effect you see in the shell is now being a user can also do is taking the benefit of those performances and features and APIs that we're adding.
Oh, yes, 100%. Yeah, our operating systems across all devices are using the same composition engine. For Xbox, HoloLens, desktop, mobile, we're all same the compositor under the covers, which is great because while we use our own dog food, we make it more user-friendly for the external developers.
Great. So for effects, they can be potentially very expensive for devices. And if you are on a lower end device, can you explain kind of what happens or things that an end user might be able to do?
Yeah, we're actually introducing this new capability we're calling composition capability. It's actually a function that you can call within your application as a developer and tailor the experience based on the user's device. So imagine your user's running on some low-end device. You really want your app to still be beautiful, fast, and fluid. Well, you can use this API to detect that they're running on this low-end device and tailor down your effects so your app is still beautiful and smooth.
Okay. Can you explain what your favorite feature is? Because there's so many cool things. Like me, personally, I'm a big fan of Blur and being able to now do that very fast and performant. What's your favorite feature in the composition engine?
Oh, I have to pick just one. We have so many, like you said. Well, like Kevin showed today, we do have a really cool implicit animation for show-hide animations. This makes it really easy for developers to create smooth transitions between their pages, and it's not really a lot of work for them either. They don't have to worry about timing or scheduling because it handles for them implicitly. They just have to set up the animation to tell it what do they want to animate. We also have some really cool lighting effects that you can apply. One of my favorite one is this spotlight effect, where you can actually use it to highlight certain UI objects on your screen and really draw your user's attention to what you want.
So a good example for that would be maybe a getting started page where you can also then highlight the key elements you want a user to go to. So like if they've never used your app, you can do this really quickly. It's the same UI, the same view, and you can just move it around and help highlight it rather than do a static screenshot that can get out of date,
et cetera, et cetera. It's very interactive too. It feels natural and it looks natural.
Yeah, that's great. That's great. Going back to the composition engine is so big and so powerful, what things should a developer be aware of when they're implementing different features with the composition engine?
Well, they should really think about their end users first. What type of experience do they want to have in their application? Do they really want to have these big showy animations, or do they want to have really subtle effects? No matter what experience you want to achieve, Windows Composition APIs can really help make it possible. Even if you want to stay in the XAML markup language, you can. You can use existing XAML storyboard APIs in order to have smooth, glitch-free animations because it's being powered by the compositor under the covers for you. So you get it for free. It's pretty cool.
Yeah. So like an example of a subtle animation versus a large animation would be like if I put my mouse over something and just slightly gets a little drop shadow, or versus I click it and then it jumps up and it moves and all that. Those would be a very flashy animation versus a very subtle animation.
Exactly. I mean, we can achieve all those types of experiences, but sometimes it's the little subtle things that really make your app feel polished and complete. And with composition APIs, you can achieve this.
Yeah. So we started seeing what was initially possible with the composition engine back in the November update, the Windows 10 November update. And now, many, many more features were added in the anniversary update, and you can do a lot of stuff in CodeBehind. And now we're on the stage of making things easier in the Creators update. How does one start adding stuff in the XAML? Does this require CodeBehind? Like, what things should a developer start thinking about?
Yeah, so like I mentioned, you can stay in XAML markup if you want to and use the keyframe animations. It'll still be beautiful, but if you really want to see the power of composition, you need to drop down to C# and access the visual layer directly. The visual layer is really powerful. It's where all of our animations and expressions live, where you can have beautiful, smooth animations and our effects. With the visual layer, you can actually get the visual that backs an existing UI object you have written in XAML. So imagine you have a button and you want it to animate. You can get that visual behind the button and animate it with composition APIs. Also in C#, you can animate effects and chain these effects together to create really custom, beautiful user experiences.
Okay, can you go a bit more into, let's say, chaining effects? Wow, that's a bit hard to say. That's tongue twister.
Oh yeah, so basically if you have one effect you can trigger, you can use your effects as part of an animation sequence and trigger other property changes within your application.
So then I don't have to worry about the keyframe timing for when, but going back to that example where I click the icon, it jumps up and then it wiggles. I can just say, when this is done, go to the next. When that is done, go to the next, or even interweave them?
You can use our expression engine to actually achieve these mathematical computation expressions.
Okay.
And they're not time bound, so you don't have to specify a duration. You basically say, I want this animation property to be conditional of another property change that's happening in the system.
Okay.
Yeah, it's a really powerful system that you can do a lot with. We do have actually a lot of really great information on our GitHub today at Windows UI Dev Labs, where we have samples and SDKs and wikis and how-tos. So I highly recommend people checking that out too. We also will be having a sample gallery app submitted into the store soon. And this app, anyone can download from the Windows Store, and you can access it as a developer or end user and see all of our animations running and effects in a UWA that runs across devices.
Wow, that is amazing. Thank you so much for spending the time here in a couple minutes from your busy day. I can't wait for the next session, and let's go right back to it.
Thanks.